Get comfortable. If you're listening to this while you're driving, please don't get comfortable. But anyone else, get comfortable in a good posture, your back upright, not rigid. Your chest is lifted and open. Become aware of the sensations in your body. Feel your buttocks sitting on the seat. Feel your spinal cord lifting up to the heavens and down rooted as Axis Mundi, as what the Sufis called the pole, into the earth. And your unique self becomes the pole between heaven and earth. Feel the sensation of air against your skin. Feel your clothes as they sit on your body. Feel the air as it moves across your face. Feel your muscles throughout your body. Feel your belly. Be present with the sensations of your body. Bring awareness to these sensations. And when your mind wanders, gently bring your mind in a non-judgmental way back to center and pick up from where you left off. Become aware of your breath. Feel your breath entering and leaving your nostrils. Feel the warm air. Feel the parts of your body that move with the breath. Feel your chest rising, your belly expanding and contracting. Feel your abdomen. Feel your shoulders dropping. Noticing, becoming aware, not directing your breath in any way. And stay there for a while, following your breath. And as thought arises, become aware of your thoughts. But know that you are not your thoughts. You're aware of your thoughts. Your thoughts arise in the field of your awareness. As you follow your breath, become aware of your emotions. But know that you are not your emotions. Your emotions rise in the field of your awareness. Feel the energy moving in your body. Become aware of the energy of your body, and know that you are not that energy, but you are aware of that energy. Now, step into the awareness of awareness. Rest into the field of awareness that holds your thoughts, that holds your emotions, that holds your body. Feel the knower. Who is it that knows? Become aware of your awareness. Become aware of the knower that is you, that is your true self. Become aware of the awareness that is ever present. What is it that knows? You're aware of your body. You're aware of your emotions. You're aware of your thoughts. Be aware of the awareness that's present to your experience. Something in you that knows that you are listening. something in you that knows that you're now sitting. Feel that presence, an awareness, a knowingness. Feel that presence, that knowingness, that awareness as a doorway, as a portal to your own true self, knowing that the total number of true selves are one, and that we all share in that seamless coat of the universe, which is the knower that lives in all of us, the quality of a wearing of knowing. Let it come forward. Recognize the knower in your deepest being. You are that presence. You are that knowingness. And if your attention has drifted, then become aware of the awareness that knows that your attention has drifted. Know your true self, your awareness, your presence, your knowingness, in which everything arises. And now, slowly become aware of the unique flavor, the unique flavor of your presence. Know that you're utterly unique. Sense the signature, the felt sense, the feeling tone of your own personal energy signature. Tune into the energy that lets you know that you are you. Access your own irreducible, unique essence. Awaken to the unique flavor of your presence. See if you can get the feeling tone of your own personal energy signature. Tune in again and again to the energy that lets you know that you're you. Feel the personal quality of your own presence, unreplicated any place in the universe that ever was, is, or will be. Feel the personal face of essence shining through you. Feel the energy of all that is moving in you, as you, and through you. Now drop in deeper. Feel into your desire to survive and prosper, and follow that desire to its roots. And then feel into the root of that desire. That desire is the desire of Source itself. It's the yearning of Source of all that is, wanting, needing, yearning to survive through you, to awaken through you, to prosper through you, to live through you, to evolve through you, to be the very field of being through your unique aliveness. And then drop in deeper and feel into your own deepest love. The people that you uniquely see, that you uniquely appreciate, that you uniquely hold, and feel your unique perception, your unique seeing. Feel Source uniquely loving seeing through your eyes. Feel into your own deep sense of your right to existence. Deeper still, your right to creativity, your right to joy, not as a general right, not as a general principle, but the unique right that belongs to you, to Mark, to Sally, to Ruti, to Tom, to Adael, to Christina. Feel Source, God, all that is expressed, manifesting in this very moment as your unique self. Feel the call, the unique call of your life. Feel the unique quality of your experience. Feel the irreducibly unique presence in the world of your face, unlike any other face, in your voice that speaks your truth. which emerges from your unique perspective. And know in your heart and your mind and your body that when you live your story, God, reality itself, saves face. You become literally the Savior of God, living in you, as you, and through you, outrageously loving a corner of the world that is unloved, that can only be loved open through you. And know that when you lose the thread of your story, that somehow reality itself is defaced. God is defaced. Something is lost that is irreplaceable. And then, when in this moment you realign with your purpose, committing to the full aliveness of the purpose-driven life, of the values-driven life, of the eros-driven life, you effect a great tikkun, which means a great fixing, a great healing. You give power to the force, fixing, healing, evolving all that is through the power of your outrageous, unique selfing. In this moment, as you awaken to the full aliveness of your unique self, reality is having a unique experience of joy and power, holding with your hands, seeing with your eyes, walking with your legs, hearing with your ears, thinking with your mind, feeling with your heart, embodying as your body, making love with your essence. Feel the indescribable joy of being radically needed, radically honored, radically loved as you become the unique verb that is your name, that is your being and becoming, that is your unique self. And now go forth, see with your eyes, with your irreducibly unique perspective, give your unique gift and live your unique aliveness. And it is already so. And all obstacles are melted. And the word is good through the power of your outrageous love, through the goodness, truth, and beauty of your unique selfing. Unique selfing, the verb that is reality happening as you. Selfing, loving, in you, as you, and through you. And so it is. Amen. And feel the aftertaste. And feel the utter delight. Feel the utter delight of it.